Here we go.
The newest way to wake up on the Coast Coast. Get up with AB and Ben.
Something that is quite peculiar. A man who is claiming to be the son of Prince Charles and Camilla. It's a bit of a tinfoil hat story.
Yes, because they were together before Diana. They weren't allowed to be together.
No.
I know these things, The Crown, hashtag The Crown.
Sure, sure. Not Daily Mail at all.
Look, I do read recaps there, but hey,
look,
don't judge.
It is a it's a fascinating story. Of course, you can approach it with complete scepticism and write it off. Or you can, I don't know, just entertain that open-mindedness. We've got Simon Durant Day, who joins us on the phone right now. Simon, can you give us a bit of backstory into this? What makes you believe that you are the son of Prince Charles and Camilla?
For 18 months, I was, I don't really know where I was. This is what I can't find out, where I was born and where I was for the first 18 months of my life.
Okay.
From then on in, I was adopted by the Day family. But before then...
Yeah, and your adopted parents have confirmed that they adopted you.
Yeah, I've got adoption paperwork. I think it's fake. I've never found the people that it alleges to be. I mean, obviously, I've gone down every... line of this thing. So I've had investigations in the UK. I've put ads in papers. I've tried to sort of exhaust that end of things.
And what is it that makes you point towards Prince Charles and Camilla as the parents? What was the first thing that made you realise it could be them?
Well, like I said, my grandmother sort of hinted that something was different all the way through. And I mean, when you're young, those sorts of things don't mean a lot to you. But as you grow older, they mean a lot more. You start to understand what they were talking about. And then when the time things started to fit together, when you start doing out the timeline of this event and what happened to me as a child and what was happening in their life, it started to match up. There's many occasions growing up that I was taken to strange houses, dropped off, left. My sister was never taken there.
Sort of keeping an eye on you and checking
in?
Yeah,
my grandparents used to take me to the Royal Naval Club in Portsmouth, and Charles and Camilla were known to be to dress up in fancy dress, to have meetings, clandestine meetings. If you go back and look at the history of it, there's a lot of that.
So yeah. What evidence do you need to force the paternity test?
I'm already at that stage. If I wasn't busy with what I'm doing at work at the moment, I'd already have it back in the court. The second I do it, puts a media clamp on the thing. I've requested that for obvious reasons. It's just a matter of starting to compile the evidence that I've got and get it back into the court. So it's really just a matter of time at the moment. I do that myself, so obviously it's a bit time-consuming.
Have you ever had any interactions of any kind, even sort of to an extent, with Charles or Camilla over this time?
No. Well, yes, I've written to Charles. I when I went to a family lawyer here in Brisbane, I finally had enough of it. I've been to numerous lawyers, and I've been laughed at. I've been, you know, you can imagine what I've been through with that. And I did actually get a family lawyer here in Brisbane to look at it. I didn't mention that it was Charles and Camilla right to the very end of the story that I told him. Which kind of took them aback. But they said, well, look, exhaust all requests, write a letter to Charles. So I did. I drafted up a letter. I sent it to the lawyer. He reviewed it. He didn't see any changes. And I got that sent over to, at the time, I was dealing with DI David Smith. He was previous head of the Royal Protection Squad. And he's also in the Metropolitan Police Professional Standards Unit. He took it to Charles's. I sent it to David registered mail. He then took that to Charles's private secretary, and it was handed over, and I've never had anything since.
Well, it looks very interesting. Huge if true.
Yes, massive if true. Honoured to be speaking to you regardless, but huge potential.
You're important work, man.
What would you do? Can I just ask, if it was proven and it did turn out that you were their son, what would you want from that conclusion?
That's fair. You know, funny you should ask that. Justice Forrest asked me the same question, asked the thing. And like I said, well, that depends on where I go from there. I mean, for me, for the moment, I'm focusing on that paternity certificate.
I mean, technically, you would be next in line to the throne after Charles.
They'd have to give you a castle, wouldn't they?
No. There's a couple of legal issues to step around me. One of which, it's not that straightforward, one of which is that it's out of wedlock. There's claims of that. Depends how you frame your legal argument is what my response to that. I mean, there's a lot of people say, no, you never do it. I've got further than what they all said, so I'll keep going at it.
I guess, the question is, would you chase the throne? How hard could you chase it?
Well, I kind of look at it this way. If that's it, it's my birthright. Oh, that's what I'm here for. No wonder my life makes sense, then, if you know what I mean. The things that have happened to me, the things that I've seen, which would take me a few days to go into.
Yeah.
Would make sense. You know, okay, do you want that? No, not really, but yes, in a way.
Get up with AB and Ben on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.